This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says the nation's millions of federal workers will be required to verify they've been vaccinated against the coronavirus or else face mandatory masking, weekly testing, distancing, and other new rules. Speaking at the White House, the president said the new guidelines follow recommendations from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Anyone who does not attest or is not vaccinated will be required to mask no matter where they work, test one or two times a week to see if they've acquired COVID, socially distance, and generally will not be allowed to travel for work.
The new strict guidelines are aimed at boosting sluggish vaccination rates among the huge number of Americans who draw federal paychecks and at setting an example for private employers around the country. Mask sales are up amid rising concerns about surging coronavirus cases in the United States. AP's Sagar Magani explains.
A spot check of stores and other data sources shows more masks are being sold, and retail analysts figure that'll continue after the CDC guidance this week that vaccinated people mask up indoors in areas where cases are rising. The Adobe Digital Economy Index says mask sales rose 24% for the week ending Tuesday compared to the prior week. They'd been falling weekly since May. As more people buy masks, stores now face a challenge in figuring out how many to stock, given all the uncertainty over the pandemic's path. Sagar Magani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Biden administration announced Thursday it would allow a nationwide ban on evictions to expire Saturday, arguing that its hands are tied after the Supreme Court signaled it would only be extended until the end of the month. The White House said President Joe Biden would have liked to extend the federal eviction moratorium due to the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant of coronavirus. Instead, Biden called on Congress to extend the moratorium to protect such vulnerable renters and their families without delay. The moratorium was put in place last September by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. With the Olympics well underway, Tokyo has reported record-breaking coronavirus cases for the third straight day. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Government officials have said that new cases were soaring not only in the Tokyo area but across the country. The number of positive cases has doubled in a week, setting an all-time high since the pandemic began early last year. Whilst Japan has continuously kept its cases low, recently its weekly average has shot to 88 per 100,000 in Tokyo. This compares to 18.5 in the United States and 48 in Britain. Japan's top medical advisor says the biggest risk is a lack of a sense of crisis. I'm Karen Chamas.
American Sunisa Lee has captured gold in the women's all-around gymnastics final at the Tokyo Games. AP's John Leatherby has more.
With Simone Biles watching from the stands, Lee edged Rebecca Andrade of Brazil with a total of 57.433 points.
This medal definitely means a lot to me because there was a point in time where I wanted to quit and I just didn't think I would ever get here, including injuries and stuff.
Lee was all but guaranteed the gold medal after the Brazilian stepped out of bounds twice during the floor routine. Katie Ledecky's advanced to the final of her final Olympic event, posting the top time in preliminaries of the 800-meter freestyle. Australia's double gold medalist, Ariane Titmus, also advanced to Saturday morning's final to set up a fourth and final showdown with Ledecky. The U.S. women's volleyball team won its third straight match, and they're assured of a spot in the quarterfinals. The Americans beat Turkey in five sets and improved to 3-0 in their pool. I'm John Leatherby.
Fueled by vaccinations and government aid, the U.S. economy grew at a solid 6.5% annual rate last quarter. The total size of the economy has now surpassed its pre-pandemic level. Thursday's report from the Commerce Department estimated that the nation's gross domestic product, its total output of goods and services, accelerated in the April to June quarter from an already robust 6.3% annual growth rate in the first quarter of the year. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.